You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed from our sister station, KSGF. You do real debate. This is a fake debate.
Hey, what's up?
I love his greetings.
Whenever I say fake debate, it's just not as serious.
It's not. No, not usually. But this one, I don't know, guys. This one might get a little heated.
I can sense the heat.
Yeah. All right. Well, with the holiday season here, a lot of people shopping for gifts for their friends and loved ones. Is it okay to re-gift a present, or is it tacky? Is it okay to do that? Re-gift a present?
I will say no, it's not. I usually take the lame stance.
I get the fun one.
It works well for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's like the Karen's dance. That's basically the stance I
You do a
get.
Good Karen. It's true.
Well, thanks.
Comes naturally for you.
That's who I am.
Yes,
that's,
you are. You the male Karen.
Me. Right. How dare you even think about regifting something that I gifted you from the heart? I thought I made so much time to order this gift. I went to Walgreens and I said, I was walking down aisle 8 and I said, you know what? You know who would love this? Nick would love this because you're on my mind just at random moments whenever I'm walking around Walgreens or a random Wednesday afternoon. I think of you, Nick. And what do? I give this to you and then I find out that you regifted it. You regifted it. You got rid of it. You took it back. Whatever it is that you're doing with my gift from the love that I put into this gift. And not only did I go and actually get the gift, but I got this gift with love and compassion for the holidays. Was what Christmas is all about, is gift giving. And I want you to have it. And then here you just take it back and crush my dreams and heart. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Whoa.
Well, let me tell you.
There.
Yeah. Not only am I not ashamed of myself, once again, I realize how much of a better person I am than you. First off, if I've got something I'm planning on regifting, that means if I don't, I'm just going to throw it away in there. It's going to go in some landfill. And then whatever I get you is going to be some new consumerist product that I buy off the shelf. It's probably got toxins in it. And it's going to be a crappy gift anyway, which means you're just going to throw it away. So we went from nothing in the landfill because of my regifting to two things in the landfill. Secondly, if it weren't for regifting, I wouldn't even have underwear. You know... The re-gifting thing is definitely undervalued. And just because somebody re-gifts something, it doesn't mean that it's not good any longer. It just means maybe it's not up to their standards. You know, some people don't like poop stains. Some of us are fine with them.
Oh, my God.
And thirdly, I don't know how many times I have to tell you, but it's not counted as re-gifting if I stole it in the first place. Merry Christmas.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.